From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Thursday. So 4.2%, what do you make of it?
Yeah, we gave it a bit of a build-up, didn't we? So what do we know now? Actually, a bit of a mixed bag. Yeah, so you've given us that headline number. Unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.2%. So, you know, on the face of that, you're right. It looks good. It's a good number historically, and it's sort of arguably you could say that's full employment. Unfortunately, there were some sort of confusing messages in all the wealth of data that we kind of get released alongside the straight unemployment rate. So that unemployment rate fell, but that was actually driven by lower labour force participation. So if I look at employment growth, and so if you follow the logic here, if the unemployment rate is falling, that means employment growth is healthy, but it's actually not. Employment growth fell 0.2%. That's now only running at an annual rate of 1.5%. So that's the growth in employment is running at its lowest rate since 2015. So you've got here, in all this data, you've got the Household Labour Force Survey, you've got the Quarterly Employment Survey, they talk to individuals, they talk to employers. If we look at the employment measures in both of those sets of data, they were weak. So what does it mean for the Reserve Bank, the official cash rate? Well, I think it's probably a line call now. It doesn't sort of tip the scales definitively in either direction, unfortunately. What it does tell us, though, Mike, is that, yes, the headline number is pretty good, but you've got slowing GDP growth in New Zealand, and that slowing growth is making itself felt in the demand for labour. So wage inflation pretty muted as well. And remember, this follows pretty soft numbers in the fourth quarter of 2018 as well. So yes, on the face of it, 4.2% unemployment looks pretty good. But in behind it, some of the numbers perhaps don't look quite as healthy as that headline number does.
And that's the stuff that's going to bite the government eventually. Now, the Fed Reserve, yep. What do you reckon? Trump wants a cut. Are they going to give him a cut or not?
Well, no, they didn't get it. So this came out at 6 o'clock. So this is all hot off the press. I spent the morning waiting for this Federal Reserve announcement. This is their latest take on the monetary policy settings over there. This was quite a difficult starting position for Jerome Powell, the chair of the Federal Reserve as well, because yes, they were widely expected to keep the borrowing cost unchanged. But at the same time, they had to kind of keep this patient stance that they had referred to, looking at the data as it unfolded. But he had to run this line between the commentary not being too sort of dovish, because you have got some pretty good numbers in the US economy, Mike. I mean, 3.2% GDP, unemployment at historically low levels. At the same time, he can't swing the commentary pendulum sort of too far the other way. I mean, that will be picked up pretty quickly by financial markets. And of course, you've got Trump there, who's lobbing grenades from the sideline, telling them he wants them to drop the Fed funds rate by a whole 1%. So they've just come out, they've said basically the labor market remains strong. Economic activity rose at a solid rate. They will still be patient, however, and they'll determine what future adjustments to the target of the Fed funds rate by the data that comes out. Third straight meeting they've taken that sort of, the, you know, this line of keeping the Fed funds rate at the same rate. It looks like I think they're a little bit reluctant to sort of indicate a policy bias. They're still trying to walk that tightrope. If I look at what the market's done, just before it came out, Dow Jones trading 26,618, it's popped up to 26,650. So the market's taken that relatively positive but generally taken it in their stride. So we've seen share markets slightly higher, currencies relatively unchanged.
All right, we'll stand by for the Trump tweet. Now, what are the other numbers?
Yeah, exactly. So, Dow Jones, as I look, 26,656, so that's up 65 points, about 0.25%. The S&P 500, 2950, they're up about 0.2%. The NASDAQ is up 45 points, so bouncing back from the Google-inspired sell-off, because we've now got Apple charging up, so 8141 there. The FTSE 100, they were down 33 at 7385. The Nikkei, 22,285. Shanghai Composite, up 16 yesterday, 3078. Just a note there, the Japanese market's in the middle of that big, long 10-day holiday, so you're not going to get much change in the numbers there. The ASX 200, 6375, they were up 50 yesterday, and we lost 47 points in the NZX 50, closing at 9,966. On the currencies, the Kiwi dollar, 0.6660 against the US, 0.9451 against the Aussie, against the euro, 0.5910. Against the Great British Pound, trading at 0.5084, and we've broken down through the 51p mark. That may be significant. Japanese yen 73.92, gold trading at $1,283, up small, and oil relatively unchanged, $71.87.
Fabulous work. See you for Friday. Andrew Keller here on the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.